For the UN Refugee Agency, the numbers tell the story. 155,000 migrants have arrived in Greece this year, almost half by sea. UNHCR spokesperson Laura Badoan says up to 1,000 people every day are reaching the islands off the Greek mainland. Most of them come from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Perhaps 10% are from Eritrea, Sudan, or other countries in East Africa and the Middle East. They leave from 600 kilometers of difficult-to-patrol Turkish coastline for dozens of habitable islands in the Aegean Sea. Padoan reached on the island of Lesbos, says smugglers charge them up to $1,200 per person for small and crowded dinghies to take them to an EU member state.
I've spoken to a number of refugees who have made the crossing. One of them told me that after 20 minutes out at sea at night, water started coming into the boat. They were absolutely terrified. It was pitch black. They had to just raise the children out of the water in order to keep them safe. Eventually, the Greek Coast Guard did come to find them and rescued them.
Today, there are about 70 beds available in the island's detention center. But more refugees are arriving in Lesbos. Capacity is strained, and the system, says Padoan, is buckling.
There's around 1,000 people camping outside of the center. And then the government has designated another alternative site, which is now an ad hoc refugee camp. And there are around 3,000 people camping there. The services are really, really limited. And people are living in deplorable, squalid conditions. Running water is limited. The toilet facilities are really poor. And there needs to be urgent medical assistance as well.
For many arrivals to Lesbos, the next step is a 70-kilometer or 50-mile trek to the nearest port to register with police authorities and apply for asylum. The trip is grueling, especially for pregnant women and children. There are only a few olive trees for shade from the incredible heat and no place to sleep at night. But the payoff is worth it. With the proper papers from the first EU country they enter, they may be able to travel to other parts of the European Union. Padoa says the financial crisis put some of UNHCR's programs at risk. In recent weeks, controls have been placed on the amount of cash that can be withdrawn from Greek banks. She says her agency needs ready access to cash for purchasing Greek goods and paying local caterers for food supplies. In some cases, the army has been forced to provide emergency food. Resources on the islands are also stretched when officials are not able to process refugees in a timely manner and transport them to the mainland. Humanitarian groups say the country is overwhelmed and are calling attention to Greece's need for help. Amnesty International says Greek efforts to assist the migrants are being hindered by poor planning, ineffective use of EU funds, and a hiring freeze. Philippe Farg is the director of the Migration Policy Center and professor at the European University Institute in Florence, Italy. He says thousands of migrants are passing through Greece without the proper travel documents.
What happens in Greece is already happening in other states, in particular in Italy, which is that the government just closes its eyes on what happened in the first days after the irregular migrants reached the territory. So they will not take the fingerprints, and they will not record these people in real time. They will leave a few days or perhaps weeks during which these people will just try to leave the country, which actually they do. It takes a long time to file a claim for asylum and to make a decision. It takes something like 6 months. So when you have so many people arriving in so small places like Lampedusa in Italy or like small Greek islands like Kos in the Dodecanese, etc., what can you do? You can't. You just don't have the people to deal with all the claims. So you let the people go.
Farg says the EU could consider alternatives, including allowing embassies in Jordan, Turkey, Lebanon, and other states to consider a number of different types of visas for the refugees.
You have many sorts of visas for work, for family reunion, for study, etc. That would be a possibility to alleviate the pressure that is exerted by irregular migrants, because you would offer regular way to reach the territory of the European Union and there to put a claim for asylum. But so far, states are reluctant to do it, but I'm pretty sure that they will have to do it, because other possibilities would be to try to open safe havens close to the conflict areas. But that's a long political process, and I cannot see it as a response to emergency situations. So the other response would be once people arrive in Greece or Italy, more solidarity between European member states to take more in countries that are not in the front line. And I'm talking about all the countries of Western or Northern Europe who could take more. For example, France could take more. But it's there is no political agreement on this today.
The UNHCR is calling for the European Union to ramp up its assistance to Greece and to help resettle the refugees. The EU says it's committed to helping Greece with the immigration flow, and a few states are considering increasing the number of migrants. But most EU members have rejected a proposed quota mandating that they accept a percentage of the refugees. The European Asylum Support Office is providing Greece with operational support. In a reply to a VOA query, European Commission spokesperson Natasha Berthaud says Athens will receive almost $290 million for the next 5 years from the EU's Asylum, Migration, and Integration Fund. The expenditure will go toward improving living conditions in all reception facilities and screening centers. She says about $1.5 million has been granted to Greece's asylum service. Berthaud adds that so-called hotspot teams will be deployed to Italy and Greece to help them process large numbers of asylum applications. The EU's Justice and Home Affairs Council is also discussing Commission proposals to relocate 16,000 people in need of protection who are in Greece and other member states. The European Commission stands ready to assist, says Berthaud, if Athens needs more help. So far, she says, no such request has been received. I'm William Eagle in Washington.